I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Tomorrow is New Year's Day in Ethiopia, and we're going to celebrate a little early with today's GeoQuiz. If you're wondering why the Ethiopian New Year falls in September, well, it's because the Ethiopian calendar is based on the ancient Coptic calendar. And most Ethiopians don't celebrate their New Year by popping a bottle of bubbly. Instead, they hold a traditional coffee ceremony. The ceremony starts with coffee beans popping as they're roasted. Once the coffee is brewed and poured, the ceremony involves sitting down with friends and family to enjoy the brew. You can't rush this event. It takes about an hour, and you have to drink 3 full cups. The tradition is to take it black with lots of sugar. In a moment, we're going to virtually sip a little Ethiopian New Year's coffee, but first we want you to name the region in the eastern highlands of Ethiopia where the beans come from. The region takes its name from a famous city there, known for the ancient wall that surrounds it. Think fast, because the coffee is brewing, and we don't want to let it get cold. Okay, then, we have an expert on Ethiopian coffee to help us with the answer.
My name is Netzanet. We're gathered to make, you know, coffee ceremony. Coffee is huge in Ethiopia. It's like a family tradition. Let's talk, let's get together, let's gossip, you know. In here, coffee is just like to wake up, like as a caffeine. But in Ethiopia, you have to take your time.
Netzanet Woldesenbet and her husband run the Lucy Ethiopian Cafe in Boston. The World's Ann Lopez paid them a visit, and Netzanet agreed to perform a traditional Ethiopian New Year's coffee ceremony for us. To do so, she had some special beans lined up.
Right now we have coffee from Harar. There's a region called Harar, so the coffee is more chocolatey flavor.
So the region around the city of Harar in eastern Ethiopia is the answer to our GeoQuiz. But before New Year's revelers can enjoy that chocolatey flavor, Netzanet has some brewing to do.
The coffee is kind of green. Then, you know, you wash the coffee first. Then you roast it over on a small pan. Then we grind it. Then we have a clay pot that we, you know, put the water and, you know, the ground, the fresh ground coffee there. Then you boil the coffee for maybe about 10, 15 minutes. The coffee, you know, settles down. Then the real coffee, you know, comes on the top. Don't ask me why, but, you know, always, you know, we pop popcorn, you know, part of the ceremony. So it's like popping everywhere. It looks, I think, beautiful, and I don't know where the tradition comes from, but we always pop popcorn with coffee. So when we pour, we never stop from, you know, cup to cup. So you just pour. Some people also read, you know, the coffee bubbles.
Can you do that?
No. I can guess.
Just a taste of traditional Ethiopian New Year's coffee ceremony, courtesy of Netzanet Woldesenbet and the Lucy Ethiopian Cafe here in Boston.